This is the Final Whistle podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team.
Final score from the racecourse, Wrexham 3, Barrow 3. Fourth time in a row the Wrexham have drawn with Barrow and the maddest, surely. And remarkable game of football. There were long stretches where Wrexham looked to be in control of it and long stretches where it really looked like Wrexham had won it. You'd maybe even say that in the 95th minute, but then that Regis goal by McDonald, Callum McDonald, the Barrow left back, gave Barrow a draw in a match which was as bad tempered as its Boxing Day counterpart. A game which saw both managers sent off, a game which saw Wrexham score three goals in a game for the first time this season. Hard to believe, isn't it, really, a team can be up there in contention with that stat, and yet also the first time this season that Wrexham have let in three goals at home as well. And as a result, well, we're all back to square one, 1 point each. But that doesn't tell half the story. Wrexham with one change, Scott Bowden back from illness to play an influential role, as it turned out, up front, replacing Mark Carrington. And after an initial 5 minutes where Barrow pushed Wrexham back, Wrexham started to settle into things. And for the first half hour or so, really established control of the match. The first chance came when Bowden won a good tackle. Marcus Kelly, who was very impressive in the middle of the pitch, teed up George Miller, breaking down the right channel. Miller was impressive with his running throughout. He took on his man and drove in a powerful shot, which was parried by the keeper. He got to the loose ball, trying to pull it back into the goal mouth, but couldn't find a teammate. Wrexham continued to push on, though. Goal kick was fed on. Bowden, as he would do consistently throughout the match, with a really nice flick around the corner. And Miller found himself one-on-one, shoulder-to-shoulder with the last defender, running down the left channel this time. Scuffed it a bit, though, and drove it wide of the near post. Wrexham continued to push on. Bowden again linking play up, dropping off the front and laying the ball nicely. This time looking to feed Kelly. It was one of those teasing balls which McComa thought he was going to get to, but he couldn't quite get to it. He committed because of that. Kelly picked it up, he had space to run into, drove through the middle of the pitch and 25 yards out, hit a powerful shot which was whistling under the bar, but Joel Dixon tipped it over for the corner. And still Wrexham pushed on. Again, nice work for initially down the left hand side by Kelly. Holroyd squaring it on. Miller on a 2-on-1 break, squaring it as well. Rutherford all on his own in the middle, but the pass by Miller just behind the onrushing winger, and therefore he wasn't able to latch onto it and get a shot off on goal. The 19th minute, the goal came, and as a sense of inevitability about it, Rutherford with a corner on the left-hand side against his old team, floats it into the near post. Nice movement by Wrexham. Holroyd lost his man and flicked it beyond the keeper to give Wrexham the lead. Wrexham had a shout for a penalty 5 minutes afterwards. Wrexham set pieces would be characterised by accusations of shirt tulling against Barrow. The ref didn't give it, but nonetheless Wrexham looked in the comfort zone at this point, working the ball around nicely. Their passing and movement was good. Holroyd was drifting in from the left hand side to good effect. Rutherford to less good effect, actually, for once, from the right. Lots of movement. Bowden dropping off to try and knit things together. Kelly busy in the middle of the pitch, and it's all looking really good until the 31st minute, when out of the blue Wrexham conceded. Now Barrow, big team, very direct and looking to put a lot of set pieces in the box. Wrexham were always aware something could go wrong, but really that 31st minute goal wasn't when they really earned a free kicks. A set piece broke down, came back out to the left hand side. Jones ripped in across to the far post. It was overhit and it was keeper's ball. Dunn came for it. Diarra, the massive centre back, jumped with him, but Dunn should have done better. He spilled the ball and allowed Jordan White, the ex-Wrexham centre forward, to tap it into an empty net at the cop end to give Barrow the lead. 6 minutes later, with Wrexham really not responding very well to conceding that goal and seeming a bit shell-shocked, Barrow were ahead, and this one was an absolute worldie. At half-time, James and I talked about a review of 2017. Have a listen out for it, because we talked about a few different features of the year. We talked about best goal of the year. Well, I'll tell you what, this one would have been a contender if a Wrexham player had scored it. Jordan White did well initially on the halfway line, back to goal, holding her up, turning and helping her on down the right-hand side. And there was Dan Jones, who played most of the game down the left, accelerating forwards, a two-on-two break. Yusuf was in the middle. It looked like he was set up for him to swing in across, but instead Jones cut back on the corner of the box onto his left foot and hit an absolutely superb strike, curling it over the keeper and ripping it into the top left corner. No chance whatsoever for Chris Dunn this time, and Barrow were ahead. And quite frankly, Wrexham, suddenly having dominated and seemed in such control, were on the ropes and were clinging on. They could have gone 3-1 down. In fact, Yusuf picking it up on the left channel, driving into the box, and from 10 yards out hitting a powerful shot which was going inside the near post. A really good acrobatic parry by Dunn, who got across quickly to punch it behind for the corner. However, Wrexham managed to raise themselves in the last minute of the half. A ball into the box, frustratingly bobbled around. Nobody could quite find the shooting angle for the shot. Wedgbury seemed to set himself, but just it wouldn't sit up for him to hit it, and it went away. And it looked like Wrexham were going into half-time 2-1, and I did say in Coventry, maybe that wouldn't have been the worst thing, just for them to be able to pull themselves together. But they got a bonus 2 minutes into added time at the end of the first half. A long ball into the box. Scott Bowden did brilliantly to bring it down. A horrible swirling wind and rain was making it difficult to judge anything that was aerial. He did brilliantly to bring it down. Found himself back to goal in the box, surrounded by Barrow players, and did equally well, both for strength and technique, to slalom his way out of the box, hanging on to possession, until an impetuous challenge just outside the area gave Wrexham a free kick. It was right in the junction between the D and the box on the right-hand side. No chance to curl it over the wall, bring it back down again, and so close to goal. James Jennings did the right thing, stepped up, drilled it, and it evaded the wall, evaded the keeper, and a bonus for Wrexham. They went in level at half-time at 2-2. Like I said, the conditions were influential throughout the match. It was raining really heavily. I've got to say, Charlie should take huge credit for the state of the pitch, which even now, as I look at it after the match, is not too wet at all. There's a gale blowing around as well, blustery conditions, really horrible conditions to play football in. And in the second half, it got worse. Wrexham started very, very positively. Within 55 seconds, they nearly took the lead. Miller getting the ball, driving down the right, beating two men, cutting inside. Maybe she'd have squared it for Holroyd. So he drove in a shot which beat the keeper. It was blocked on the line. The crowds and players shouted for a penalty as it ricocheted back up off the defender on the line, off his foot, and hit his hand. Referee, I think, rightly didn't give it. So it was certainly not a deliberate handball, and the ball was hacked clear. Then, back the other end, it was a corner swung in, partially cleared, and Paniotis, who was quiet in the first half, picked it up and drove in a shot which went just wide through a crowded penalty area, the left post from the edge of the area. Then Wrexham back up the other end, Kelly swinging in a free kick, Jordan Wright running into his box trying to defend it. The keeper came out to try and attack it. They collided. Luckily for Barrow, nobody was lurking to take advantage, and the ball skimmed harmlessly behind for the goal kick before up the other end once more. This time it was nice work by Paniotis, breaking through the centre and sliding in Jordan White. It looked like he was going to tap the ball in for his second goal against his old club. Sam Wedgbury appearing from nowhere and tackling him absolutely superbly before Paniotis again continued his lively form, picking it up once more on the edge of the area, this time down the right channel, and lashing a powerful shot which went through a crowd. Keeper completely unsighted. Any little touch and it would have gone in. Went just whistling past the left post. So end to end frantic stuff. Wrexham, though, at the midway point of the second half, started to gain control once more. A substitution helped him out. So Rutherford, like I said, hadn't had the best of games by his standards. He came off, McCrath came on, he stretched things a little bit more, and that allowed Holroyd to come into a more regularly narrow position, pick up the ball in promising positions and try to work it about. Jennings went close with an extravagant effort from 25 yards out on his weaker right foot. He really struck it powerfully, and it went just scraping the left post as it went behind for the goal kick. A couple of minutes later Wrexham had maybe their best shout for the penalty. Like I said, constantly on set pieces there was accusations of shirt tugging and blocking off. You might argue in those conditions then the Barrow weren't the sort of opposition you want to play your preconceived corner routines against, because there's more chance to go wrong. But Wrexham tried one. Short corner play, then back to the taker. Kelly drove it in towards the penalty spot. Holroyd had spun off his man and looked to have a shot, except he said he was impeded as he went to try and get there, and as a result his shot was hurried and blocked. Wrexham claimed it was a penalty. Referee wasn't interested. In fact, Holroyd consistently throughout the game didn't get calls from the referee, who said he was going to ground too easily, and in general I think the referee had a point. However, Wrexham were not to be denied. With 15 minutes left, it looked like they'd clinched a winner. Holroyd popping up on the right-hand side, driving in a cross, which took a deflection and looped to the edge of the six-yard box. Miller did really well to beat the centre-back Jimmy Dunn in the air, headed it against the bar. It dropped down. Scott Bowden latched onto the loose ball. Close range, but the angle getting tighter all the time. He squeezed in a shot, which I think via the inside of the post and a defender lunging on the line went in. Wrexham were ahead. First time they scored three goals at home this season. I beg your pardon, three goals at all this season, and they continue to look in control. Roberts with a quick throw in. Holroyd spinning off his man, found himself with a glorious shooting opportunity on the edge of the area, but on his left foot, leaned backwards and lashed it high over the bar. And Wrexham went in to canny professional mode, closing the game down from about 2.5 minutes out, taking the ball into the corner flags. Barrow was struggling to get the ball into the Wrexham half. They sent on big men up front in an attempt, or more big men up front, I should say, in an attempt to try and make things happen. It wasn't happening, and Wrexham looked to be in a fairly comfortable position. 4 minutes left, it was a dangerous moment. A scramble in the Wrexham box ended with a superb block by Jennings, who lunged massively to block it 6 yards out, and then Wrexham broke at the other end and nearly got themselves a fourth. Miller breaking on the right-hand side, cutting inside, driving in across and lunging towards his own goal. Jimmy Dunn just about managed to poke it behind as Scott Bowden looked unmarked at the far post, and it looked like Wrexham were pretty comfortable. But then in the fourth of the five, I beg your pardon, there were 4 minutes added. A couple of minutes into that came an incident which just seemed to turn people's heads a bit. Like I said, it had got a bit nasty, a bit feisty throughout both these matches between Wrexham and Barrow. Wrexham looking to waste time. Barrow knocked it forwards. Wrexham smashed it clear into the dugout. The ball was carrying to A.D. Pinnock, the Barrow manager, and as he went to grab hold of it, Dean Keat stepped in front of him and hacked it away from him and towards the tunnel area. An altercation broke out between the two managers initially. The rest of the benches joined in. The referee came across, intervened, and sent both managers off. In a sort of futile sense, he sent them off, and they just went and stood in the first row of the stand behind the dugout, so essentially hadn't been sent more than 5 yards further back from the pitch than where they were initially. They then continued arguing, and the steward stepped in and told Pinnock he had to leave the pitch completely and sent him down the tunnel while Keats stayed behind the dugout. Then another argument broke out on the dugout between the remaining coaches and substitutes. The fourth official referee had to intervene once more. It was all extremely messy, and you can't help thinking it might just have turned Wrexham's heads a bit. There was then a controversial moment from the restart from that throw-in, and I can't for the life of me tell you exactly what happened. What I can say is when the ball came back into play, by now the Wrexham box was packed. The Wrexham players and the whole stand behind the goal went up furiously. Something happened off the ball Wrexham weren't happy with. The referee didn't see it. I think, to be fair, he had enough on his plate to be able to see it. Play continued. It was played back in, and a corner one swung into the goal mouth. Dunn did well to come into a crowd and punch it clear, but unluckily for him, there was the left back McDonald standing on the edge of the D. He hit his shot into the ground, and it looped agonisingly over the crowd in the goal mouth and inside the bottom right corner to give Barrow the equaliser. Cue enormous celebration from them. Wrexham massively, massively frustrated. You know, Dean Keats said after the game at Barrow that Wrexham looked good when they got the ball down on the floor and worked it around, and gosh, that certainly was true in this game. There were long spells where Wrexham looked vastly superior to Barrow, and like I said, they scored the three goals. But three very varied types of goals which Wrexham conceded, each of which were hugely frustrating. The goalkeeping error, without which I rather suspect Wrexham may well have just been able to close this game out. A worldie, and there is absolutely nothing you can do to stop a goal of Jones's quality. And then there's an element of good fortune in McDonald's strike. He hits it into the ground, it loops up in the air and spins over. But having said that, Wrexham maybe just taking off the eye off the ball a little bit because of the off the pitch shenanigans. Because in the 5 minutes or so before that, Wrexham had run the clock down and been rather cunning in the way that they'd closed the match out. Huge, huge frustration for Wrexham, and they should have got 3 points out of this. And look at some of the other scores around the division, such as Tranmere letting in 5 and Sutton conceding at a league equaliser at home. This was a real opportunity for Wrexham to go on and gain a march over some of the sides around them. Dover as well dropped points. Macclesfield driven on, of course, continuing to fly. They won 4-1 away. Dagenham drew 2. So huge frustration for Wrexham. because this was a game they ought to have won. Wrexham currently now fifth in the table and 3 points off second place. If they'd closed that game out, they would have been third and 1 point, of course, off second place. So, frustration for Wrexham. They go again next Saturday. Let's have a look at what James Harrison and I made of the game on Calon FM after the match. Well, pick the bones out of that. We've got 4 minutes to broadcast, and Wrexham will be immensely frustrated by those drop points there. It looked like they got it twice in the game, at 1-0 and also at 3-2, but just not able to. And the nature of that final goal, with a controversial build up to it, with the way it was sort of mishit into the ground or deflected and soared over the crowded box into the bottom right corner, Wrexham will be livid.
I mean, yes, it's difficult to take, isn't it? There's never a good time to concede a goal, but that last kick of the game, you know, when you win, you know the exuberance you feel, or you get that equaliser, and then to have it out, it really, it's like the sucker punch that takes the wind out of you. So we've got to reflect on it maybe a little bit later than initially to really digest it. But looking at it now, Wrexham were the better football team for 70 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
The only time really was when we went 2-0, both against the run of play from the world-class goal, the great finish, and the goalkeeping out. Apart from that Barrow win in it, second half Wrexham were all in it. And the weather just suited them, and Barrow always had a chance. I said it, well, this game could be 4-4 at one point. It ended up 3-all, but there could have been goals from either side. Wrexham just guilty maybe of not putting to bed. They looked a bit too lackluster, taking it into the corners, doing it maybe a bit too early for me when there was chances on the break. Certainly when we had 3-2 at one point and we took it into corner. I understand it's part of the gamesmanship. I understand that we want it, that it was a sensible thing to do. But the players need to then see that job out if that's what the way they want to do it. And whatever happened on the dugout, whatever was said, whatever was affected and spilled onto that pitch. And what happened, I don't know. Like you said, it'd be interesting to watch a few events back there to really sort of make an accurate assumption, but you can only sum it up as disappointed. That's,
yeah,
certainly we should have had 4 points in these last two games against Barrow. Arguably we should have had 6. We've been the better team on both occasions. We played the better football. We finally scored 3 goals in the season, but then we conceded 3, and I mean, there's not a lot you can do about the goals. Chris Dunn has punched that third one. He's punched it quite well in the wind conditions. Come on, and the lads hit the volley into the ground, and it's quite a fine final. You can't do anything about it, unfortunately. Yeah. It's just frustrating, and it's just that sucker punch.
Absolutely right. Yeah, man of the match call. There's a few decent candidates in there, to be fair.
Yeah, there's a few decent candidates. I'd like to say well done to Scott Bowden for getting his home goal finally, and you know he worked hard and he had to put a good shift in. George Miller, a goal away from being right up there. Pearson and Manny didn't have bad games. James Jennings was better in the second half, quiet for me, although he's got the goal and did quite well. But I think the best player on the pitch for Wrexham today was Marcus Kelly. I think he dictated the way we play. We played through midfield for a change, and he just tired probably in the end, but I liked him sitting in that slightly deeper role. I thought it suited him, and Wrexham looked a better team, and we created 3 goals.
And the conditions didn't bother him. You sort of think this is the sort of conditions where you want them keel right and they're scrapping through the puddles and the wind, but he was feisty as well. He did very well when we didn't have the ball.
Yeah, he looked like Keats, and it was reminiscent because small sort of blonde gingery hair in that role.
Yeah.
Just a pity we couldn't get over the line with 3 points.
Oh, massively so. Wrexham would be so frustrated with that. A game where maybe they were distracted by off-pitch affairs. Certainly that happened at the end of the game when both managers got sent off. But to concede that goal in that manner, a real kick in the teeth. Frustration for Wrexham as they finally find their goal danger. With the final score, Wrexham 3, Barrow 3. I'll hand back to the studio. Oh.
This is the Final Whistle Podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team.